Exactly. Rabbi Miller is was a chavrusa of mine, and you know, more importantly, a very dear friend. So, without further ado, Rabbi Miller.
Thank you so much for having me. Can I have a?
Okay, that very often. Not necessary. Can I just volunteer to help maybe two volunteers, maybe one per side.
Thank you so much.
Good evening. Thank you so much for having me. It's a privilege to be here with you to share some Divrei Torah. It's not often that I get to speak in front of such large audiences. Baruch Hashem, I get to learn with probably some of your friends. Acquaintances, and I'm very I'm humbled to stand in front of you and share some Divrei Torah with you tonight. We stand at the foot of Har Sinai. Once we've entered into the month of Sivan, all of our focus, all of our perspective is towards Har Sinai, towards Kabbalas HaTorah, towards the awesome day in front of us. But not only are we moving forward to our Sinai, but it's also critical to remember where we've come from. The Ma'amad Har Sinai, the revelation at Sinai, is not only an event in and of itself, but it's also the culmination of a process. The process which began when we were lowly, broken Avadim Teparo B'Mitzrayim. We were slaves, and we were suffering, and we were crying. And it was in that context that one complex individual with a complex background is tapped by HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself to be the Goel, to be the Savior, to take us from that slavery, to take us from that terrible, painful reality of Mitzrayim, and bring us out, and help us walk step by step to the mountain, to Har Sinai. And the moment when he's chosen, he's taken to the burning bush, he's taken to that the profound experience of seeing the bush on fire but not being consumed. And God begins to give him his mission. You are going to be the one to take Am Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. You are going to be the one who's going to walk with them from this place of brokenness and sadness and despair. You're going to hold their hands. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. You're going to hold their hands and you're going to take them. Maybe this Bala Chesed didn't get a source sheet. You're going to be the one to hold their hands and bring them to a better future. And in the midst of that dialogue, Moshe, as we know, he does not jump to the task. He's humbled. Why me? Who am I? But once accepting the mission, he says the following to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you have in the first source in front of you. Vayomer Moshe Elokim, Me'anochi Keilech El Paro V'chiyotzi Es Bnei Yisrael Mitzrayim. Who am I? How can I be the one? Hashem says, "Don't worry." Vayomer Ki Ehyeh Imcha V'zelcha Ot Ki Ani Shalach Ticha. Don't worry. I will be with you. I'll be the one who has sent you. Botziacha Sa'ami Mitzrayim. When you take this nation out of Israel, Tavdun Et Elokim Ala Harazen. They will come to serve God on this mountain. They will come to Har Sinai. Already from that moment, the whole focus, the whole perspective, the destination is already set. That we're going to come to this mountain from this moment. Vayomer Moshe El Elokim, and God, Moshe responds to God. Hine Anochi Ba El Bnei Yisrael. I'm going to come to the Jewish people and I'm going to give them this message of salvation. I'm going to come to them and I'm going to say, free at last. And I will tell them, the God of your forefathers has sent me to you. Shimo. They're going to ask me, what's his name? They're going to ask me, what's his name? Ma'omar Alehem, what should I tell them? What should I tell them? Who are you? What's your name? They're going to want to identify you. They're going to want to be able to know who's behind the scenes over here. Vayomer Elokim El Moshe, and God responds to Moshe, Ekiyeh Asher Ekiyeh. I will be that which I will be. The most literal translation. Vayomar Ko Tomar Levnei Yisrael Ekiyeh Shalachani Aleichem. This dialogue is almost impossible to understand without the Torah Shebaal Peh. And comes the Gemara Masechet Brachot and teaches the following. Ekiyeh Asher Ekiyeh. The Gemara Brachot Daf Terem Bet. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Leichem Mor Lehem LeYisrael, Ani Hayiti Imachem B'Shibud Zeh, Va'Ani Ehyeh Imachem B'Shibud Malchuyot. You want to know who I am? You want to know what my name is? You want to know my essence? My essence is, I was with you all along. I was with you when you were being whipped by your taskmasters. I was watching you. I was looking out for you. I was protecting you in some sense. And I will be with you, b'shiyabud malchuyot. And I will be with you when you become afflicted by kingdoms and governments in the future. Amar lefanav, Moshe responds to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebono shel olam, daya letzara b'sha'ata. Isn't it enough? Do you know what they're going through right now? Do you know the pain that they're in? You want me to bring them a message that there's going to be a future of crusades and pogroms and holocausts? I'm supposed to tell them that? You want me to totally destroy their morale entirely? Take everything? Just rip their heart into pieces? Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Leich emor lahem ve'heyesh shelachani aleichem. Good point, Moshe. Tell them, Ehyeh Shelachani Aleichem. Tell them that I'm with them. Tell them that I'm looking after them. Moshe has a fantastic point. Why would God want to reveal himself in the context of you're going to suffer again in the future? We know Already from the first pasuk in Chumash, that there was going to be a future of Jewish people. It was predestined. Bavel, Paras u'Madai, Yavan, Edom, exiles, destructions, difficult periods for our people lay ahead. And even by Avraham Avinu, his whole entrance into the covenant was going through the Brit Ben Abitarim, going through the process of Jewish history, the lows and more lows and the highs. This is our path. And it's part of the fabric of our people, and it's preordained from the beginning. But that's what I'm supposed to tell them here. Dayal etzara b'sha'ata. Leave, you know, let them, they've suffered enough. We'll get there, if we have to. Moshe has a good point. What was God thinking? So this is a question that many of the Mefarshim are wondering over here. And these are the words of the Maharal in Prague, one of the greatest Jewish thinkers, Jewish philosophers from Prague in the 1500s, bringing us and his Gor Aryeh and Chumash saying the following. Divadai devar hagun v'ra'ui ledat kol Hashem. It makes sense that everybody should know God's real name. Af im yitzta'er mikol makom, yesh lo ledat amitat Hashem. Excuse me, af im yitzta'er. Even if it's going to be painful, even if it's not pretty, even if it's not flowery, even if it's uncomfortable, you need to know who God really is. Ach kasher ein hadam kol kach tzaddik, but when a person is not at a specific level, kemo shayu bo topam, like the Jewish people were at that at that time in our history, not able to properly understand it, not able to properly accept it. Ve'eino mekabel av midat hadin, not able to accept the midas hadin, not able to accept the difficulties, not able to come to face with reality in the most real and sometimes uncomfortable way. As ein ra'ui lomar lo kol tzarotav, so then it's not appropriate to reveal all of the difficulties and the challenges. Rak dayal tzar b'shata v'yada kadosh baruch hu kimo she'abeinu alav shalom. God knew that Moshe, of blessed memory, he was the compassionate one. As we saw, he was giving his eyes and his heart already, looking after, feeling for the Jewish people. That was his essence. Perhaps that's even why he was chosen, because he was so loving and caring for his brothers. God knew it was a setup. He knew that Moshe would not be able to contain this message. And God responded, correct, good point. It's an inappropriate thing to say. Meaning, in essence, we need to know this name of God. In essence, we need to know Ekiyah Asher Ekiyah. We need to know that just as God is with us in Mitzrayim, was with us in Mitzrayim, part of this name is there is difficulty that lies ahead. Part of the essence of God, the name of God that he's revealing to Moshe at this point is, there are difficulties that lie ahead. It's not going to be smooth sailing. But Moshe responded, at this point in our history, at this point that we're holding right now, we can't handle it. It's too much. It's overwhelming. It's traumatic. When I was learning and preparing for Shavuot this year, this episode, this very, very important formative episode in the life of Moshe Rabbeinu and the formation of our people as a whole, I recall this episode, and the following thought entered my mind. Moshe won this argument, and it was inappropriate at that point to give this Ekiyah Asher Ekiyah, this name of God. It was inappropriate, it was too overwhelming, too traumatic, but it's very critical point. It's the name of God in this context. And God wanted to give it over, as the Maharal says. We need to know this name. We need to look this reality in the face, that it's not going to be smooth sailing, but God will be with us in that reality as well. So my thought was the following. Perhaps at that moment, prior to Yetzias Mitzrayim, at that moment, while we were still there, we couldn't handle it. But perhaps, when we came to Ma'amad Har Sinai, when we came to Kabbalah HaTorah, perhaps, maybe, if you choose to accept the approach that I want to share, perhaps when we come to Har Sinai, and part of the great experience and what we accepted at Har Sinai was finally being able to come to grips with this reality of Ekiyah Asher Ekiyah, that God is with us, has been with us, and will be with us in the difficulties that lay ahead. No longer will Dayal Etzara B'Sha'ata be a winning taina, a winning claim, a winning retort. We will need to accept that the future is not going to be flowery and easy and smooth sailing. So follow me as we go on. The concept of Kabbalat HaTorah appears throughout Chazal. Mishnah Pirkei Avot, we'll skip one source, maybe we'll come back to that. Gemara Masechet Avodah Zarah. Mishnah Pirkei Avot, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hei. I'm sure many of you have come across it. Pirkei Avot, absolutely critical for all of us. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana Omer, Kol HaMekabel Alav Ol Torah. When a person takes upon themselves the Ol of Torah, the yoke of Torah, which is perhaps meant to be the foil, the other side of Torah, which we know as Derachet Darchei Noam V'chol Netivotah Shalom. Torah is the most pleasant, wonderful, joyous, profound, unbelievable, inspirational experience that we can have. But Torah also has an element, a component of being an ol, a burden, that we need to accept. And when we accept the all of Torah, when we accept the all of Torah, ma'avirin mimenu ol malchut ve'ol derech eretz. Our lives will be different. If we accept about ourselves Torah, then the all, the yoke, the burden of the malchut, the kingdoms, the governments, the oppressing external forces, will be removed from our lives, as well as all derech eretz. Not derech eretz in the normal way that we use the term derech eretz, but derech eretz means life. The all of life. Finances, and health, and relationships, and shalom bayis, and child rearing, and life, derech eretz, the all of derech eretz. If we take upon ourselves the all of Torah, then the other alls that one experiences in life, the other yokes, the other difficulties, will be removed. I think there's two ways to understand this Mishnah, by the way. I think there's a way to understand this Mishnah in an intellectual, logical understanding, and also in a spiritual, metaphysical way. In a second, we'll see the Maharal's a little bit more metaphysical, but I think it could go two ways. Logically, I think it's referring to a mindset. It's referring to a perception, a way in which we view the world. If we take upon ourselves an internalized Torah to the deepest part of our core, then the difficulties and pain and discomfort of life, societally, also personally, on a family level, not there's going to be some sort of fantastic miracle and a person will, you know, have all good things, but the all, the yoke, the burden of these things will be removed, not externally, but internally. Because when we have Torah in our minds, Torah in our hearts, Torah in our eyes, when we've internalized the hashkafa, the way of viewing the world through the eyes of Torah, with the all, with the level of dedication, and even in a slight discomfort, then the difficulties of life will look different. That to which somebody else, it'll depress them, chas v'sholem, it'll break them, it'll demoralize them. For this person, it'll be a nisayon. Like the Ramban says, Nisayon Milashon Nes, to rise us up, the challenges rise us up, help us grow, help us become greater and stronger. And we won't feel the old Shabbat, we won't feel the difficulties. But Kabbalat HaTorah gives us this ability, whether that, as I explained, on a logical way, psychological, or, as the Maharal says, a little bit more miraculously, that a person will merit a miracle, that they won't have these difficulties in their life at all. We should all be zochet to have that reality. That's a big bracha. But either way, accepting the old Torah, accepting Torah, internalizing Torah, living Torah, will have the following outcome. There will be no all of malchuyot, all of shibud malchuyot. Meaning accepting Torah comes together with the future, which sometimes is difficult, becoming much easier. And why is that? In the words of the Maharal, "Kasher adam mekabel lav ol Torah, az hu im Hashem itbarach, v'az ma'avirin mimenu ol malchut." Because now you're with God. You're with God. Kabbalat Torah means being with God, being together with God. You're living your life with God. Every step you take, every breath you make, yeah, He'll be watching you. He's there with you. You're with God in every single part of life. And when you're with God, the world is a fundamentally different place. Reality is different. And my thesis is that Kabbalat HaTorah, this mission is talking on an individual level, but perhaps Kabbalat HaTorah for Am Yisrael as a whole was when we got this inyan of Ekiyah Asher Ekiyah. I'm going to be with you B'Shibud Malchiyot. I'm going to be with you when the going gets tough. There's a series of Gemarot in Masechet Bava Batra. One of two sections of Gemara that the Vilna Gaon wrote extensively on and made famous in a book, was made famous in modern days in a book called The Juggler and the King. Anybody ever read the book The Juggler and the King? Recommended. Recommended book. Fantastic work. The Vilna Gaon's commentaries on these two sections of Gemara. One in Bava Basra, one in the Gemaras of the Saba de Be'atuna in Maseches Krisis. I forget right now. Someone catch him. And the Vilna Gaon wrote extensively on these Agadot. Everybody know what Agadah is? Agadah, the more esoteric, philosophical, historical, anecdotal parts of the Talmud, parts of the Gemara, the more midrashic stories and teachings and concepts in the world of philosophy, not in the world of halacha. And over here you have a long, extensive series of Agadot. And the first one says the following. These are poetic teachings. Excuse me, I apologize. I forgot to put my phone on silent. These are poetic teachings that are all representing deeper motifs, deeper meanings, deeper lessons. The Vilna Gaon wrote extensively. Everybody wrote extensively. The Maharal, the Maharsha, all the great Jewish thinkers. That's all is a generalization. Many of the great Jewish thinkers wrote extensively on these passages because they saw that they revealed secrets in our tradition. And the Gemara says like this in Bava Basra. Amar Rabba, Ishtauli Nachoseyama, the people of the sea said the following thing to me. Hai Gali Dematabelisfina, there was a wave that was trying to drown a boat. Mitchase ki tsisa denora chibarta beresha. In the commentary of the Rashbam, it appeared, this wave that was drowning a boat appeared like a white fire and a destructive angel, Malach Mazik. You know what you do when you see this wave, destructive angel, white fire wave that's coming at you? You know what you do? You hit him with a stick. And on this stick, it's written, the Chakika Le, it's inscribed, Ekia Asher Ekia. On this stick that you hit the wave with, you know what it says on its stick? It says, this name of God that Hashem gave over to Moshe at the burning bush. I will be that I will be. I will, just like I was with you in this traumatic experience, just like I was by your side, I will also be with you in the future difficulties, in the future traumas, in the future galios, in the future exiles. And that's what's written on this stick. And you take this stick and you hit the wave that appears like this damaging evil angel, V'nayach, and you'll be saved. And also, Ekiyak Esher Ekiyah, and also Kashem Tzvakot, and Amen Amen Tzela, V'nayach, and then it'll rest, it will stop being angry, it'll stop harming you. What's the imagery? This is an imagery, this is Agadah, this is, we're always looking for the deeper meanings and imageries. So as the Mefarshim say, this is life. This is reality, for an individual, or for the Jewish people as a whole. We're traveling through the sea on a boat, and a wave comes and tries to push us over. This is the difficulties of life. This is Bavel and Parasumadai and Yavan and Edom. This is trying to make a living. This is trying to find my place in this world. These are my personal difficulties. These are the national difficulties. These are the Nazis and the Cossacks and the terrorists. The waves that come and try to push us down. Try to break the Jewish spirit, nationally and personally. You know what you do when you encounter this wave? When you encounter this force of destruction in your life? You have to hit them with Ekiyah Asher Ekiyah. You have to hit them with this stick, which represents this firm, it's engraved on this stick, which represents this firm awareness that just like God was with us then, in Mitzrayim, He is with us now and will always be with us. And not dial it tzara b'shata. Not, God, leave the pain for later. But I'm looking this wave straight in the eye. I'm looking this difficulty. I'm looking whatever it is for me personally, whatever it is for my community, my family, the Jewish people as a whole. We're looking it in the eye and we're going to hit it with Ekiyah Asher Ekiyah because we're confident. Because we've internalized this truth that when we got the Torah, we're able to face the world. And we're able to encounter the difficulties and the hard moments, because we know, as the Maharal told us in beautiful words, as Hu'im Hashem Yitbarach, because you're with God. And when you have Torah, you've learned the name of Ekiyah Asher Ekiyah. In the beautiful words of Rav Kook on the bottom of the page, Rav Kook in one of his Svarim Ma'amrei Riyah comments on this Agadata, in the second line, "D'chakig alei Ekiyah Asher Ekiyah shehu eich she'ikar ha'kedusha elokit mitgaleh me'ashgachat Hashem Yitbarach aleinu begaliyot." This is the unique hashgacha, the unique providence, the unique love that God shows us specifically when we're in the galuyot, when we're in the exiles, in the difficult moments of life, in the difficult moments of our history. Uvazeit kalel dina v'rachami. And you put in this together the dina, which is that difficulty that you're facing, but the rachamim, because Hashem is with you and loving you at the same time. V'titapei chashuchel nahara, and you're able to turn the darkness into light with this stick of Ekiyah Asher Ekiyah, as the Gemara in Bava Basra is trying to point out to us. And if you're not convinced that we got this at Har Sinai, a few more added parparot, a few more added sweets to sell the idea entirely before we get to the next stage of the shir. There's a famous Zohar, was made famous by the Ramban in his Hakdama, in his introduction to his commentary on the Torah. In the words of the Ramban, "Kol haTorah kula shemotav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu." The entire Torah are the names of God. What the Ramban means is "Shatevot mitchalkod nishmot beinyan echad." You can reorganize the letters of Torah in different ways. This is already a very high level of Kabbalah the Ramban is referring to. And you can find the names of God in the Torah. There are many, many names of God. There's a 72-letter name of God. And there's in Kabbalah, the names of God is a massive thing. There's a very, very holy Jew in our community that davens with about this many sidurim in front of him. And that's like a weekday mincha. Shacharis, it's like this many. He comes in with two, this is abnormal, he comes in with two massive shopping bags, and he comes into the shul, and he puts out all of his sidurim on the table, and when you see him davening, it's one of the most unique things you could ever see in your life. He's just reading letter combinations. This is based on Kabbalistic systems from the Rashash, and they're names of God. And it's a way of meditation, a way of connecting beyond myself. Maybe some of you will merit to this level, maybe some of you already have, but it's beyond me. But the Ramban is saying is that the Torah is full of the names of God. If this is so, this is a very technical addition, but if this is so, then when we got the Torah, we got all of the names of God. And if we got all the names of God, then that means that Har Sinai, when we got the Torah, we got also this name of Ekiyah Asher Ekiyah. If that helps you to strengthen the thesis. And additionally, what's the third of the Ten Commandments? Lo tisat shem Hashem elokecha lashav. When God gives us the Torah, in fact, it was the first dibber that we heard that we didn't die after hearing. Right, the first two were overwhelming, and we had our souls left our bodies. When we got to the third dibra, Hashem says, make sure you take my name seriously. Again, perhaps pointing to this motif, that name, when was the last time we saw a name in Chumash Mos? Moshe said, what's your name? Hashem is saying now, take my name seriously. Don't use my name in vain. Don't bear false witness by saying my name. My name is sacred. Another famous Gemara in Maseches Shabbos, that the very first word of the Aseres HaDibros, Anochi, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Anochi, the Gemara in Shabbos says, Rabbi Yochanan Didei Amar, Anochi Notrikon. Notrikon means an acronym. Anochikon is an acronym. Anochi. Anochi. Just so I can say that I really taught, I'll write on the board, and then I'm a kind of like teaching. Anochi. Anochi is an acronym for Ana Nafshi Ketavit Yehavit. I wrote enough. I, Ana, me, God,
I'm not God. God is God. Ana nafshi, I, my soul, nafshi, my essence. Ketavit, I wrote it down. I wrote the Ten Commandments, the tablets. Yahavit, and I gave it to you. It's a notary cone. Reb Chaim Blazhner, in his famous epic work, the Nefesh HaChaim, in a footnote, says, what's the significance of the fact that Ana nafshi ketavit yahavit, I took my essence, I took myself, says God, and I gave it to you, I wrote it, and I gave it to you? In the beautiful words of Chaim Blazhner. When the Jewish people should fall into evil desires, into low places, God has already revealed His will. That no matter how low we should fall, He will always pick us up. And he says, and this is the concept of Yitzias Mitzrayim, in the third last line, V'zeu Anochi Hashem Elokecha Shorot, Tzitzichot Meretz Mitzrayim, V'zeu Derashatam, Anochi Ana Nafshi Ksavis Yahavis. What does it mean that God gave us His essence? It means, I'll pick you up when you fall. I'll be there with you. You're not going to be alone. No matter what happens to you, I'll be there with you. That's the meaning of what God gave us at Har Sinai. Two more very small points, just to wrap up this segment. When we get the Ten Commandments in Parashat Vayetchanan, famous pasuk, beautiful song, Ata horeisa ladas ki Hashem Elokim einon milvado, you horeita, right? This is very, very important, right? God is the best everything, and God is also the best teacher in the world. He's the best everything. And a great teacher knows that you can't, as my fourth grade teacher, what was her name? My fourth grade English teacher, taught us, I forget, we were learning how to write, we were learning how to express ourselves, and she said a very, very important concept in writing, in literature, in speaking: show, don't tell. Show, don't tell. What does that mean, show, don't tell? Don't just say something, but express it. Clarify it. Give examples. Show it. Make the person that you're communicating to, make them feel it. Make them experience it. Don't just words into ears. Make them experience it. Show, don't tell. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did show, don't tell. He didn't just say, I'm God. Ata horeisa, you showed us that we should know that Hashem is the God. Ein od milvado, there's nothing else but God. In Hasidic philosophy, one of the most fundamental principles, ein od, in all Jewish philosophy, ein od milvado, in Hasidic philosophy especially, ein od milvado. Also a very important song. Everyone knows the song, ein od milvado. It's a good Shavuos song. Sing it at your Shavuos tables. That's what Torah is. Right? Torah is not a bunch of books. Torah is God. Ana nafshi ksavis yahavis. Hashem gave us Him. It's very important that when we're mekabel Torah, we know that we're not just getting books. All right, that's on Milobavitcher's here. Good. On Hey Tavis, we get books. On Shavuos and Vav Sivan, we get God. Much bigger. All right, that's for a Lubavitch joke. What did He show us? Says Rashi, when God was giving us the Torah, Mamad Har Sinai, He opened up the seven heavens. When I was in high school, there was a television show called Seventh Heaven. Still around? I didn't watch it because boys don't watch such television show, but I for sure did watch it. Won't tell anybody. It's okay, my wife knows. Seven heavens, the seventh heaven, the highest level, seven heavens. And Hashem opened up the seven heavens, all of the levels, the highest, most profound, ethereal, esoteric places in the spiritual world. Ukeshem shekareat elyonim, and just like He opened up the highest levels of heaven, kareat elyonim, kach kareat etachtonim, He also opened up the lower worlds, the places where it's not pretty, the dark side of reality. And He showed us V'ra'u shehu yechidi, and we saw that He is one. Kabbalah's Torah wasn't all flowery. In fact, what was the weather that day? Yeah, it was not a pretty spring day. In Mitzrayim, we left Mitzrayim b'chodesh ha'aviv. Rashi quotes Chazal saying that when we left Mitzrayim, Hashem made sure to put extra emphasis into the weather that day. It had to be pleasant. We're going to be traveling, right? We were slaves. We just wanted to get free, right? But Hashem Dafka, no. Let's make sure it's pleasant. You know, a nice 65 degree day, not too sunny. You know, not summer, not too sunny, not winter. A nice, beautiful day when we even try and come to Har Sinai. heavens open up, thunder, lightning. There are these just massive storms here, like and like last week, 2 weeks ago. Anybody remember them? They were my daughters were crying, cringing. They were scared of the thunder and lightning. It was like intense. Mamish intense. Scary, this thunder and lightning. Har Sinai was much more than that. It was scary. But we saw that there's only one God. And no matter what it looks like, it's not a spring day outside. Even in here, there's Hashem as well. So I think, to sum up this part, at Har Sinai, we got this inyan. Kabbalah Zatorah gave us not only Torah, not only the written Torah, not only the Aseres HaDibros, but at Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Himself. He gave us Ekiah Asher Ekiah. He gave us the ability to know and to feel in the deepest parts of ourselves that even though there will be difficulties that lie ahead, that life will not be smooth sailing, He will be with us there too. And at Har Sinai, we refined ourselves and we grew up to be able to accept this. To accept this. To accept this fact that it's not going to be all fun and games. But we also accepted lovingly that Hashem is going to be with us and all the realities that lie ahead. Now let's introduce ourselves. Is there a clock in here? Where are we holding? Great. You mind just bring it right there? Thank you so much. Now let's introduce ourselves to two people. Two people that lived this Torah. And it happens to be that these two people are probably the central figures of the Yantiv of Shavuos, Ruas and David HaMelech. If I define these two people, I would say these two people can be defined by the pasuk in Dilim that we say in Uval Tzion. Vayivtichu b'cha yodei shemecha. That those who knew your name, yivtichu b'cha, they had faith in you, they trusted you. Ki lo azavta dorshecha Hashem. Because you never left those who seeked you, those who desired you. Rus, we know Rus, we celebrate Rus, we admire Rus for her heroism, for joining the Jewish people and sticking with the Jewish people. The famous convert. And when it comes to the world of conversion, there's one of the reasons why we're taught in our Mesorah that we read Rus and Chag HaShavuot is because just like Rus underwent a conversion and dedicated her life to Hashem and to Torah and to the Jewish people and to her mother-in-law, maybe the hardest one in that list, so too at Har Sinai we also underwent a similar transition. As Chazal say in the Gemara in Krisis, that Har Sinai was a gerus, it was a conversion of the Jewish people. It's when we joined the covenant just like a ger. Let's see in the third source over there on page 2 from Rus Perek Aleph. Perhaps one of the most profound anecdotes, episodes in the entire Tanakh. Rus and her sister-in-law Orpah had married the two brothers, Mahlon and Kilion, and they went to Moab due to the famine, and unfortunately the father died, and the husbands died, and Naomi was left with these two daughters-in-law. Unbelievable trauma. Lo aleinu, we should never learn anything like this. Vatomer hinei shava yivim teich el amav el Elohea. Shuvi achri yivim teich. Naomi says, Orpah went home. The party's over. You go home too, she said. Vatomer rut al tifki'i bi la'azveich. Lashuv me'acharayich. Ki el asher telechi eleich. Uva asher talini alin. Ameich ami ve'elokayich elokai. Maybe one of the most beautiful psukim in all of Tanakh, in my humble opinion. And Ruth said to Naomi, don't beseech me to leave you, to go away. For where you go, I will go. And where you will dwell, I will dwell. Your nation is my nation, and your God is my God. Ba'asher tamut yamut, and where shall you or die, I will die. V'shama kaver, and there I will be buried. Ko yaseh Hashem li v'cho yosif, ki amavet yafrid b'ni uveinecha. I'm with you till the end, no matter what happens. Vatereki mit ametzet hilalechet, and she saw her courage. She saw her passion. Vatechdal daberi leh, and she gave up trying to tell her to go home. Chazal pick up on this dialogue that there's something very deep going on here in the Gemara and Yevamot. Rashi also quotes it in Miglat Ruth. Amar Mar, Ger Shabalit Gayer, convert who comes to convert. Omrim Lo, Maraita Shabalit Gayer, why did you decide to convert? Umodim Lo, Mikzat Mitzvot Kalot, Mikzat Mitzvot Chamurot. And you have to teach him the mitzvot, right? You have to go through the process of conversion, teach him the Torah and the mitzvot. Mikra, Amar Blazer, Mikra, what's the source? What's the source for this? Naomi saw that Ruth was being persistent. She was sticking with her. Amrala, and she said, Asil in Tchum Shabbos. You know, we and the Jewish people, you know, we have a law that you can't go a certain distance on Shabbos, the Tchum, the Shabbos boundary. She responded, Basher Telchi Elech. I'll walk the way you walk. Asir Lan Yichud. You know we have a law that says that you can't dwell, you can't be in a room privately, man and woman, yichud. Basher talini alin. Great. The way you'll dwell, I will dwell. Mifakdin an sheish ma'ot v'yud gimel mitzvos. You know we have 613 mitzvos. You know we have a life full of responsibilities and obligations. Amei chami. Great. Your nation is my nation. Amen. Count me in. Sign me up. Asir lan avodat kochavim. Do you know that we can't do idolatry? Which is like the biggest hip practice of the time. See Sefer Shoftim. You know we don't do idolatry? Yeah, I'm in. Elokai Elokai. Your God will be my God. Now it gets interesting. It says, Na'ami Terut. Arba mitot nimsaru lebezdin. You know that we have courts that will give four different types of death penalties for different crimes? Oh, okay. Basher tamuti amut. The way you die, I'll die like that too, if that's how it has to be. Beis kvarim nimsru lebeis din. Do you know there's two types of graves that Beis Din buries people in, depending on how they died, if they died guilty or died innocent, etc.? Veshama kaver. And I'll be buried like that too. I'm all in. The pretty, the ugly, the really ugly, I'm all in. Miyad batira ki mitametati kibel malino to miyad, if it's a male, they go through this process, they get prismila, and they're a Jew. Just like Rus. One additional thing that we tell a ger when they're converting, in the process of conversion, which also happened Tam Yisrael Har Sinai by definition. Omrim lo, Gemara Masach Yevamot, Ma ra'ita shebata litkayer? Why are you coming to join the Jewish people? Iyata yodea sheYisrael bezvan hazeh divuyim, dichufim, sichufim, mitorafim. Don't you know the Jewish people? We're lowly. We're squeezed. We're broken. We're nuts. We're being driven nuts. We're mitoraf. Why do you want to join the Jewish people? Be a Surian by Inaland. You know that we go through difficulties? You know what it means to be a Jew? When a convert says, I know the Jewish people, I know this story. Then a ger enters into the covenant, enters into a life of Torah, enters into being part of the Jewish people. I just want to learn together a section from Rabbi Nassan of Breslov, this great student of Rabbi Nachman of Breslov, and this story, who gives us a dimension of this dialogue between Rus and Naomi, which makes it so personal and so real, even more than we said already. Ulai lo tuchal la'amod b'nisayon v'tavor chas v'shalom. Al arba mitot beitin ve'yeshiva ba'asher tamuti amut v'shama kaver. The dialogue between Rus and Naomi was, maybe I won't be able to handle it. Maybe you won't be able to handle it. But Rus says, no, I'm in. I'm really in. Maybe that's conversion. We tell them, you know, we try to scare them out of it. It's really hard. You know, you can't use your phone on Shabbos. You know, you can't do business 1/7 of your life. You know you have to be faithful. It's really hard. Maybe it's too much. But said Ruth, "She'ich she'yeh ani chafetz be'ha'emet b'kedushat Yisrael ve'yavor alai ma." Here comes Rabbi Nassim's big question. Ruth should have said to Naomi at the end of the second line, "Ma tam yareini ba'arba mitos bezdin? Why are you trying to scare me? Why are you trying to intimidate me with these four types of death penalties? I'm real. I'm not going to do something that's going to warrant a death penalty. Aveirot gedolot ka'ila, such great sins, shemagia lehem chas v'shalom, arba mito bedin, that person will have to have one of the four death penalties. Me'achar sheni balit gayer b'yisurim ka'ila, why are you trying to scare me out of it?" Listen to the beautiful words of Nassim of Breslov. Ach Ruth ha'tzadeket b'vaday hayta zot b'machshavata. Ruth was thinking the following. Ki b'vaday kibla al atzma l'hitgayer v'lo lavor chas v'shalom. Of course her intention was true and authentic and real, and she was going to join the Jewish people for real. Chas v'shalom, she wasn't going to do any aveirot. Mikol shekin aveirot shel arba mitos bezdin, for sure not the most serious and difficult aveiros in the Torah. Ach, af al pichei neshiva b'tmimut tzidkata v'amra. But with her purity and her dedication, she said the following: "Basher tamuti amut, where you will die, I will die. Shafilu imitgaber habal davar vivini chas v'shalom." What did Ruth know? Listen to this: that even if the Baal Dav, or even if the Yetzer Hara should come, "Vivieni chas v'shalom l'mash yuchal lachshil et ha'adam." I know, says Ruth, I know what can happen. I know that it's not smooth sailing. I know there's a Yetzer Hara. I know there are going to be difficulties. I know it's not going to be easy. I know that I'm going to be challenged. My identity is going to be challenged by my peers, by internal forces, by external forces, by the media, by society, by culture. I know. I know it's going to be tough. Af al pichein ani mekabel alai kedushat Yisrael be'emet. Nevertheless, I take upon myself Kedushat Yisrael, I take upon myself the holiness of the Jewish people in truth and for real. V'yavor alai ma, and no matter what happens and what I go through, uvasher tamut yamut, this is going to be my story, this is going to be my destiny. V'az kerivauta Naomi, and Naomi took her close, b'hitkarvut, with a big hug, in great closeness, with great passion, with great intimacy. V'nasit tzadeket gulad, shizachta, shiatza mimena mashiach, shiachzor kol ha'alam mutav. And Naomi brought her in, and from her comes the Mashiach, David HaMelech, and the whole Malchus based David, and Mashiach ben David. V'chein hu b'chol adam, and this is so too with every Jew, with every person. Habalit karev el emet, if we want to come close to the truth, if we want to stand at Har Sinai, if we want to accept upon ourselves God and His Torah in entirety, she'ikarit karvut al yedeh hitrachkut. V'afilu achar kach, k'shenitkarev harbei, tzarich lizkor b'chol pam hitrachkuto. That we have to be aware, and we have to know, with a great sense of maturity, that part of the process of getting close is there will also be moments of distance. It's not going to be smooth sailing. Internally, externally, societally, whatever it may be. Ekiyah Hashem, ekiyah. Hashem will be with us in the high moments. Emir Hashem will be all high moments. But He will also be with us in the low moments. And Rus's Kabbalah, Satorah, Rus's conversion was this. Not just sign me up, check here, check here, check here, check here. Shabbos, check. Kosher, check. Mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, check. You know, no. Much more than that. Good times, check. Bad times, check. There I will live with God as well. And I will know, and I will feel, and I will do the work necessary to be together with Hashem, even in those moments as well. And who comes from Rus, as we learn at the end of Megillat Rut? Says the Gemara in Bava Basra. Says the Gemara in Bava Basra, the third source down, which is the first two sources, that this day is the day of David HaMelech, which is not Stam. Shavuos is the day of David HaMelech. It's the day of his birth and the day of his death. All of Shavuos is about the day of David HaMelech, the meat of Malchus. We're in the sphere of Malchus right now. David HaMelech represents Malchus, God's kingship, living with God's kingship in this world, which is, to overgeneralize, which is exactly everything we're talking about right now, living with God in the lowest possible places of reality of life, that the king pervades in every single part of our day and our life. And this is the Yortzeit and birthday of David HaMelech on Shavuos. And that's one of the reasons why we're reading Rus, but it's much deeper than that, says the Gemara in Bava Basra. Sidran Shal Ketuvim. Rut Sefer Tehillim Be'iyov Mishlei Koheles. Right? The order of the books of Ketuvim are the following. Rus is first, and then Tehillim, and then Iyov and Mishlei. Ulaman Da'amar Iyov Yimei Moshe Hayal Likadmei Liyov Bereisha. Iyov should be before Rus. Says the Gemara, Atchule Bepuranita Lo Mitchalinan. You don't start with a sad story. Iyov, the saddest story in the Tanakh, the book all about pain and suffering. You can't start the Navi with you can't start the Ksuvim, excuse me, with the book of Iyov. You start with Rus. Says the Gemara, we can't start with Rus either. Rus Nami Puranita Hi. Says Rashi, how does Rus start? Rav, Golus, Misa, Limelech, Uvanav, death, famine, exile. Incredibly painful. Says the Gemara in the bold, Puranut de'itle acharit. It's tragedy, but it has an end. It has a happy ending. Da'amar Rabbi Yochanan, listen closely. Lama nikra shema Rut. Why is her name Rut? She yatza mimenu David. Sherivau la'kadosh baruch hu b'shirot u'b'tishpachot. Why is her name Rut? Because from Rut came the one who would give Sherivahu, that would give pleasant song to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'shiros U'B'Tishbachos. The name of Rus is only based on her great-great-great-grandson, David HaMelech, who sang songs of praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as the Mefarshim say, there's something strange here. Why do we need to say Lamanikra Shemut, Shema Rut? Excuse me. Why do we need to say that the end of Rus has a happy ending? Why do we need to say that's David HaMelech? The end of Rus is a happy ending in of itself. But the true happy ending of Rus is the birth of David HaMelech and the songs of David HaMelech. And even more, if you look at the life of David HaMelech, in fact, I gave you a small outline in the back page. David HaMelech, who we know as the Na'im Zmirot Yisrael, singing his entire life. With this, we'll come to a close. David HaMelech, who's singing his entire life. Tehillim, singing the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His whole life is the song of God. Now, you would think of a person who lived their whole life singing the songs of God. You'd think that person probably, you know, had a life of joy, a life of warrant singing. You know, you learn Sefer Shmuel, Shmuel Aleph, Shmuel Bet. Didn't go so good for David HaMelech. From beginning to end. Family issues. Shaul HaMelech, his kingship was either at war or being rebelled against from the inside. And nevertheless, David HaMelech somehow is singing to Hashem. As the Gemara in Brachos tells us, Rabbi Ashi Amar al Chatzot haya osek b'divrei Torah mikan v'ilach b'shirot u'tishpachot. In the middle of the night, Chatzot laila akum. The Gemara in the beginning of Brachos teaches us that David HaMelech in the middle of the night, a night represents when it's not so pretty, when it's not so flowery, the darkness, the loneliness, the galus. David HaMelech is singing in the middle of the night. David HaMelech knows the secret of Ekiah Asher Ekiah. Because Ruth knew the secret of Ekiah Asher Ekiah, his great-grandmother, who accepted upon herself that Hashem will be with me now in this tzara, and there will be tzaros that lie ahead, and Hashem will be with me there too. And David HaMelech, his whole essence, every pasuk of the life of David HaMelech, he's with God, being forgiving, being compassionate, fighting the wars of God, singing the songs of God. There's no person who lives with God more than David HaMelech. When he falls with God. When he rises with God. Because he got this secret from his great-grandmother Rus, Rus the Gioris, Rus who entered in to the covenant with the clarity that Hashem will be with me throughout and throughout. And David HaMelech's whole life is singing that song. His shiros and tishbachos, because why can a person sing? Why can a person sing to Hashem? Because they're with Hashem constantly. And this is what Torah is. Va'ata kitvu lachem et hashira hazot v'lamdat b'nei Yisrael sima b'fihem. Torah is a song. And the song has low notes, and the song has high notes. The song has its slow parts, and the song has its fast parts. And that's our song. That's the song of Torah, that's the shira of Torah. And David HaMelech is the ultimate singer of that song of Torah. And a person can sing that song when they don't only stand at Har Sinai and take a to-do list and a don't-do list and a book of laws and a book of obligations and responsibilities. But when you stand at Har Sinai this coming Shavuos, you take Hashem. And in the words of the Maharal again, Az hu im Hashem yitbarach, v'az ma'avir mimenu ol malchut v'ol derech eretz. Then you're with God. You're walking with God, you're living with God. And when you're walking with God and living with God, those things that maybe are difficult, those galuses, those exiles, those difficult moments which lie ahead, they're totally different because I'm with Hashem in them. And we stand at Har Sinai, we stand at the foot of Har Sinai, we're not only going to accept upon ourselves a to-do list, but we're going to accept upon ourselves a relationship. And we're going to accept upon ourselves the most valuable thing that we've ever been given. To be able to have this chus, to live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as we've seen in our history, living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not always going to be easy and happy and celebratory and joyous. It's going to be tough. But the reason why we've done it for all of these years, and why we'll continue to do it until Mashiach comes, is because we're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu every single step of the way. Give everybody a bracha that we should be zocha to be mekabel Torah be'emes u'be'ahava, but also to be mekabel HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our hearts. To be mekabel all Torah and to be mekabel HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to teach us His name. And life is real. This world is real. When we're in the Beis Medrash, when we're in Yerushalayim, it's a big topic everybody's talking about, the real world. You know, isn't the Beis Medrash the real world? You know, but people love to say, you know, university and business is the real world. I think they're both right. The high moments, the low moments, the holy moments, the less holy moments. Kabbalah HaTorah means that we're taking Hashem into our lives, into our hearts, into our decision-making processes, into our relationships, into our challenges. Mirtz Hashem, we won't have to use the stick of Ekiah against the waves of life. We'll be able to take Hashem with us into celebration, and hopefully, you know, this Shavuos we won't only go to the Kotel, but we'll go to the rebuilt third base on Mikdash. Meher b'yameinu, amen.